AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. does not believe what Russian President Vladimir Putin is saying about the war in Ukraine. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
President Putin claims victory in the battle for the strategic city of Mariupol in the southeast, but the Pentagon says the fight is still on. The battle isn't over. About 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are holed up in a steel mill there. Pentagon press secretary and retired Rear Admiral John Kirby says the Russians made a big show of it when President Putin ordered his troops not to go into that plant, but instead told them to seal it off, apparently to try to free up his troops for a broader campaign in the east. Kirby says the Russians haven't taken Mariupol. There's still active resistance. His advice? We have to watch and see what the Russians actually do here. Kirby spoke to CNN. I'm Rita Foley.
At the United Nations.
We are very concerned. We're very worried about what's coming next.
Ravina Shamdasani with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says they are worried about this new phase of the war in Ukraine.
There already has been a bloodbath. We're talking about 2,343 civilians who have been killed. And we're talking about the summary execution of more than 300 civilians.
Russia's top diplomat says talks to end the fighting in Ukraine have ground to a halt because Moscow hasn't received any response from Kyiv to its most recent set of proposals. Audio posted by the New York Times reveals House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told fellow GOP lawmakers shortly after the Capitol riot last year he would urge then-President Donald Trump to resign. A Taliban official says a bombing at a mosque and religious school in northern Afghanistan killed at least 33 people, including students at a religious school. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, but Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate claimed a series of bombings yesterday. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The reinstated mask mandate in Philadelphia has been lifted again. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Philadelphia health officials have announced they're ending the city's indoor mask mandate, abruptly reversing course just days after saying people would have to start wearing masks again at indoor activities in the city. They had cited a sharp increase in the number of COVID-19 infections, but the Board of Health has just voted to rescind the mask mandate. The city faced major blowback and a legal challenge when it announced last week that masks would be needed to be worn again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur has died. A cause of death was not immediately known, but he had been suffering from lung cancer. Lafleur helped the Montreal Canadiens win 5 Stanley Cup titles. He scored 518 goals in 14 seasons with Montreal. Guy Lafleur was 70. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.